Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. We've been waiting on this week, and it's finally here. It is baseball week here in Batesburg, and we're glad of it. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Bob, Kelly, and Dima. Opening segment of our show every week, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today, no different. Great place to take your family for a wonderful meal tonight. All right, look, you want to cater baseball this weekend, I can think of no better place to do it than Dickey's. That is their specialty, and they do a great job. All right, there's lots to talk about today. It was a really great opening weekend for softball.
Yep.
Young ladies played very, very well. Basketball got a big win over the weekend. We were really happy for them, and we're going to cover all of that. We got a full week. We've got all sorts of baseball to bring you this week, and we're definitely going to get to the basketball and softball, but we wanted to bring baseball coach Christian Ostrander on the show to kick off opening week, and Coach graciously will be with us every Monday. Coach, lots to ask you about, but we were talking off the air. You got a real ace that's going to pitch against you Friday night, and we think this is probably as good an opening opponent as the Golden Eagles have played in many, maybe since Mississippi State was here several years ago. Talk about your opponent and what your guys are looking at this weekend, Coach Oz.
Yeah, it's a great program. You know, Andrew Check, it's the head coach. He's been there a while and done a fabulous job, and always has good pitching staffs. And you know, I think this one will be no different. I think they've got some guys that are gonna make it challenging on us. But you know, I think we have guys that's gonna make it challenging on them too. So it's it's gonna be a great matchup. A lot of respect for this program, and it's a great opening slate. Anytime you play them, it's a great non-conference weekend series.
A D1 writer told us, I guess, last week that they thought this may be the opening weekend series of the nation. You know, that this was really a national series, and you like that, don't you? Isn't that better than playing a team that comes in here, maybe from up north, and you beat them badly 3 games in a row, Coach?
Yeah, you're breaking up on me. I don't know whether you kept cutting in and out on me.
No,
I'm sorry.
I just said you're playing really top-level competition. Isn't that a better way to start the year than a lot of schools will play minor teams that they're just going to beat up on for 3 days?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's going to be a really good series for sure. And, you know, it's an opponent that we know that, you know, we're going to have to earn everything we get, and, you know, going to have to go play – really good baseball, and you know, on all sides of it, you know, be as greedy as we can be with situational offense, pitch it well, defend it well. So yeah, definitely going to be a heck of a series to get out of the gate on.
Coach, obviously a full weekend of scrimmages where you could really kind of nail down some things as far as lineups and rotations and all those things. I guess, what did you see from your players and specifically your pitching staff over the weekend?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm going to have to stop you, man. I'm hearing every other couple words when y'all talk. I do not know what's going on here. So
all right, Coach,
I apologize.
We're gonna hang up and reconnect with
all right,
Coach
Oz.
So that's where you guys can take the show here for just a moment.
Well, I was at the scrimmages, Kelly, and man, this pitching staff for this team, I still think this has the pieces to be one of Christian Ostrander's best pitching staffs in probably his career as the pitching coach and the head coach. When you think of the top line arms that he has between Colby Allen, Graydon Harris, McCarty English, Thomas Crabtree, Camden Sundstrom, the list goes on, and then all these bullpen arms. I was writing a story, you know, I've been writing all these stories to get ready for this week, and just I got to 1,400 words, and I still had 8 pitchers to go, and I don't know how I'm going to fit all of them in there.
I think it's reasonable for any baseball fan, as the baseball season begins at any level, to expect that pitching is going to be above the hitting. So if the Eagles happen to go in this weekend and don't score a lot of runs, don't leave the Pete thinking, oh, man, I don't know about this team. They just don't hit very well. Look, the bats, as the temperatures warm up, so do the batting averages.
Yeah.
Pitchers are naturally ahead of hitters. So if you see that this weekend, don't worry about any of that. And really, Dima, from the scrimmages, the guys haven't been hitting the ball
That's
very
right.
well.
Yeah, the lineup was – it looks like we got Coach Oz back on. Coach, I guess I was just asking you, over the weekend, you know, what did you see from your pitching staff? I thought real encouraging, especially from your starters, but also that bullpen just looked really good this weekend.
Yeah, I thought they threw the ball well this weekend. You know, all of our starters, for the most part, were able to – all the guys we wanted to lengthen out were able to get that pitch count up, which is really what you wanted to do. And then, you know, did some – a couple guys out of the bullpen threw twice this weekend and just wanted them to see that. Some threw multiple innings. So, but, no, I thought it was good. It was a good way to end it. Told the guys yesterday after it was over, I mean – I think we're all ready for it to be over, ready to, you know, face a different team. And we've been very, very fortunate since, you know, I guess January 13th to now that we've got a lot of good reps outside. Had to fight a little bit of cold, but here and there. But, you know, overall, we've really got a lot of good reps.
I wanted to ask you about Caleb Stelly. You know, obviously had that injury in the fall and didn't play, I think, at all in the fall. Came back this spring. I think he's looked really good from the plate. Had a home run this weekend, I think on Friday. And so I'm sure it's very encouraging to see him back to where you know he can be.
Yeah, I think he's real. I don't think he's all the way back yet, but he's real close, and he looks great. He's gotten, you know, just every week it's just looking better and stuff, and he'll tell you the same, that he feels that way. So, no, he's mature. He's a mature hitter. He's done at this level. You know what you're going to get, and you know, and it, like I said, I think it's a characteristic our lineup could have, just a lot of experience, you know, whether, you know, a couple guys in that lineup might not have done it at Southern Miss, but they've done it, you know, at this level. So it's, you know, very, very exciting to see, you know, what the experience, how that can be a strong point in our lineup this season.
So going into the weekend, Coach, putting a postscript on the pitching staff, pitch counts pretty much for a lot of the starters for the first week or two of the season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, we got a number that we're comfortable with in our mind based on how what they've gotten to. And how you get to that numbers, you know, tells a story, too. You know, you can throw 75 pitches over six innings, or you can throw 75 pitches in three. Well, you're probably not getting, you know, I mean, that's a lot of labor, a lot of work. So, you know, we're definitely going to be monitoring our guys and with the workload that we think that they're ready for, and not certainly not overdo it.
And one of the things that's indicative about baseball at any level, and we talked about this while we were trying to reconnect with you on the phone, is that painting with a broad brush, pitchers have big advantages over the hitters earlier in the year, and as temperatures go up, so do the batting averages. Why is that?
Well, I just think timing, you know, has a lot to do with it, getting mid-season form. I don't know if it's always that way. I think, you know, everybody's different, but it does seem that usually you're playing more cooler games, you know, in the early season, which can affect ball flight and things of that nature. When most fields are situated and positioned to where a good old southerly wind is blowing out of the park, and you know, so as it warms up, you get more southerly winds, and the ball flies different. So, you know, there's just a lot of things, but you know, it can be the combination of colder weather. It can be the combination of hitters just not getting as much ABs and rhythm yet, you know, against certain arms or against pitchers, live pitchers. So, yeah, typically that's what they say. You know, pitchers have an advantage, so, you know, we'll see soon.
Now, going into this weekend, you probably are pretty comfortable in your mind now as to what your starting lineup would be. Barring injury, is there anything that you would anticipate that might happen this week that would change that current point of view?
I don't think so. I think I've got a pretty good grasp on it. You know, obviously myself and our coaches have been talking a lot. You know, I definitely want their thoughts, and you know, this isn't a dictatorship, but you know, ultimately it's my decision, but I definitely want all their, you know, opinions and just talk it out, because I always believe there's a right answer, and sometimes it takes a while to find those answers and the exact ones, and it changes a little bit. So
But that's typical, you know, that's just part of it. You want to find rhythm and flow with your lineup and the personnel and stuff, and I know that'll take a little time. But, yeah, I feel pretty confident right now. I know who the bodies are, and I just got to figure out exactly the spot that, you know, I want to put them.
Coach, only about 30 seconds left of the segment. Real quick, you really lost some quality kids at second, short, and center field. That had to be the first objective, to reinforce the middle of your defensive outfield. Is that correct?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's hard to reinforce what, you know, Jake brought last year in center field. I mean, that was a really high standard. But I think we got guys that could go out there and play it to a solid level, and that, you know, that's all we can ask for.
All right, we're talking to head baseball coach Christian Ostrander. We got a week of baseball for you. We're going to be bringing you interviews with Joey Urban, Ben Higdon, Ty Long, Davis Gillespie. We're going to have a two-hour Eagle Hour from the Pete this Friday, 1 to 3 o'clock, co-hosted by none other than Hill Denson. And he's going to be terribly disappointed to hear you're not going to be there to ask those insightful questions, Kelly.
Well, have you got the gizzards ready for him to
eat? We're going to be cooking some gizzards and bringing them. That's what he required.
Of course. You know, it's in his contract.
He don't want money. He wants gizzards. More with Christian Ostrander next. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Second segment of the Eagle Hour is sponsored every day by Eagle Tire West. And I bet our guest here knows this young man, Matt Warren, former pitcher for the Golden Eagles, now runs Eagle Tire West. That's where you'll find premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg, family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. All right, opening weekend, just now a few days away, a lot of excitement around the community, no question about that. Coach, I'm not going to steal Dima's thunder. I'll let him tell you what he learned about the other team and how they're preparing to come here, but you could just sense the excitement in the community. And I was talking to several of your players Friday afternoon after practice, and those kids sense it too. It's really special here. And I hear that in every single player that I talk to. Do you think the freshmen that come on your squad have really any idea just how exciting it'll be until they experience it firsthand?
No, I don't think you do until you're in it in that moment and see it. You know, these freshmen that we have here that they've been here, they've come to games before, and they know it's special, but it's different, you know, when you're attending and watching and trying to be a part of versus when you're in that dugout and on that field. It's kind of hard to explain, and so yeah, it is. It's going to be fun for those guys, all the new guys that we have, but even not just them, our returners, they look forward to it. And it's just, yeah, it's a great, great feeling and environment, and it's a privilege, you know, for us to get to play in front of this great fan base.
Tell them what you learned, Damon.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, the UC Santa Barbara, it said in the article that they were pumping crowd noise to get prepared for Pete Taylor Park, which is just an incredible aspect and recognition of what that baseball field means, and especially baseball. I mean, you don't really see that many times, Coach, a team preparing to come here to pump crowd noise during practice.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a credit to our fans. That's a credit to what's been created here by, you know, all those coaches before before us and the players before us, and what our job to do is continuing it. And but it's just a credit to the tradition here and stuff. So it matters. You know, there's a reason, you know, we're looked at in that light, you know, nationally. It's because of our fans and our fan base that comes and supports it. And you're leading the, you know, top 15 of attendance every year. And so, you know, it's very powerful and strong for us, and we're thankful for it. And it matters. It certainly matters.
One player I wanted to talk to you about was Davis Gillespie. Obviously struggled last season towards the end of the season, even got put out of the lineup towards the end of the year. Man, I just think he looks probably the best I've seen him in the spring. Just with his plate presence, his confidence. What would you say about him, and what do you expect from him this season?
Yeah, I think Davis is exactly where he needs to be. I think he's, you know, last year, you know, it's a little bit of struggle. We had a team that had depth, and, you know, somebody got hot, and so he didn't necessarily do anything wrong per se. And but handled it great, was a great, mature, you know, player. You know, in our conversation after the season last year, there was frustration, but he was excited about what's to come. And I think you see that, and that's just the character young man that he is. And he looks great. He's strong as an ox. He hits the ball extremely hard, and he's a threat anytime he steps in that box.
Yeah, despite the cold weather, Kelly, Gillespie hit one out over center field. So that tells you the power that he has.
Yeah, I knew a couple of years before when I first saw him, I said, man, this kid's got some quick hands. I said,
he's special, I think.
Yeah.
Coach, another a kid that I visited with Friday afternoon that was just so special and electric at the end of the year, looked bigger and stronger to me, is Ben Higdon. Looks like to me we should expect big things out of Higdon this year.
Yeah, he looks great. He is strong, very strong, and you know that the ball's coming off his bat even harder, it seems like, right now. So he's another, you know, another player that is going to be a big threat when he gets in that box. You know, driving the ball out of the park, and looks great. He's got a year under his belt here, and you know I think he's poised to just go out there and put another solid year together. So very excited about, you know, what Ben can do this year.
Kelly, Higdon and Gillespie, when you're standing side by side, they look like they could play linebacker for the football team.
I think just about every baseball player we've got. In fact,
I think them together is almost as big as Kelly. It's close.
Well, it's a different kind of size.
Right. It's not, right. Not muscle, but I meant weight.
But anytime I run into the guys out in the general public, if you don't know them by their faces, I'll go, oh, you must be a football player at Southern Miss. Oh, no, sir, we're baseball players. I'm going, holy cow.
Yeah.
Coach, and I wanted to ask about, is that really the primary objective between the fall and the spring, is just to put on the freshman 15, so to speak, put on strength and –
Sure. I mean, you know, especially with your young guys, it's Coach Mack does a fabulous job. And if you look at the freshmen when they got here back in July to where they're at now, I mean, across the board, they're all gained weight. And then you have these older, mature guys that's been here that, you know, they're continuing to stack on and, you know, and good body weight. So, you know, I've said it over and over and over again, and we'll continue. We got one of the best in the business with Coach Mack that does a great job of you know, getting these guys stronger, more physical, but keeping them on the field. So, it matters. You know, it's something that's important because it's not realistic to think that you can keep growing, keep building throughout a college baseball season, but you're trying to maintain. So you kind of get them as full and fat as you can, and keep it as long as you can, and because there will be some deterioration.
Coach, you rolled out several freshman arms over the weekend, Dylan Causey being one of them. Man, I just thought he was electric with his stuff. Sam Mitchell, of course, who has looked exceptional all throughout the fall and spring. You know, you like to throw those guys out in the fire early, and I think that's what we should expect, right, to see early in the season.
Yeah, I think you'll see I think there's four or five freshman arms that you'll definitely see out there. Hopefully I don't have to throw them to the wolves. Hopefully there's some other pieces in our pen that can handle some of those higher leverage spots early. But certainly their time's going to come because the capability's there. But, you know, hopefully you can put them in some, you know, some less stressful first-time-out type positions,
right.
You know. So, and then grow into it. And we've seen it over the years here, guys that you know, freshmen getting their feet wet as they go, and by the end of that freshman year, they're ready for a little bit more because they've grown into it, and hopefully that catapults them to, you know, a sophomore campaign and and then ultimately that junior year.
You start out really difficult schedule. Will that in any way alter, how often you use some of these young, inexperienced kids, or are you going to stick to that plan no matter who you're playing?
No, I mean, you're going to play to win, make the decision, and they certainly factor in. I mean, there's going to be some guys that I think are ready for higher stress, guys that's already done it, versus I don't think, some of these freshmen might not be my first choice, on Friday and, a pivotal moment of the game. I think we got some older guys that can do that, but the time will come where they're going to get those opportunities, are going to have to be able to do it in that. So, I don't really forecast, anything more than this Friday, Then right. After Friday, I'm going to worry about Saturday. And you kind of look at your personnel, who do you have to go to war with, and when the situation comes up and it's a bullpen time, if he matches up better than him, then he'll get the chance, regardless if he's, freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever.
The one guy that was on our show a couple of weeks ago was really praising the pitching staff and how great they think the pitching staff will be and how deep, but nobody knows it better than you, Coach Haas. Where does this pitching staff's potential stand compared to some of the other great staffs that you've put on the field?
I think the potential's certainly there. They haven't earned anything yet, but the potential is there. It's kind of a hybrid staff, and what I mean by that, it's a staff that has some really good pitchability in several areas, and it's a staff that also has some guys that are going to look, a little sexy, man. They got some stuff.
Yeah.
So you combine stuff and pitchability and depth in a staff, then you feel you feel pretty good about it. But they got to go do it and got to find out who's really going to be able to handle the certain roles and aspects. So I think I got it in my mind. I think I know what it should look like or what I think it'll look like. But ultimately, they got to go and do it when it counts.
Real quick, Coach, a player who has some stuff is Camden Clark, and he has looked absolutely electric. Yeah. Over the fall and spring. I expect big things from him this season.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's he's a competitor. He's tough. He's confident. He throws strikes, a lot of strikes, right, with really good stuff, and that's a pretty good ingredient, pretty good recipe there for success. But I think he's we're certainly glad he's here, and I think he's going to go out there and give us a chance every time he gets on the mound.
All right, Coach, it's great having you back. We certainly appreciate your willingness to come on the show. We'll have you on every Monday. We'll really look forward to it. And I know I speak for these two guys when I say we can't not wait to get to the Peak Friday afternoon.
Well, we can't wait either, and I hope everybody shows up. And we need you. We need you on Friday at 4 o'clock.
All right, thank you, Coach. Christian Ostrander, everybody, head baseball coach at Southern Miss. When we come back... Well, I don't know what's better to talk about first, guys. A great win. I thought a really great basketball win Saturday for the men. And I'm proud of these lady softballers, man. They're balling. We'll have all of that when we come back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank Christian Ostrander for joining us. We'll have Coach on every Monday. Man, we got a show this week. Joey Urban, Ben Higdon, Ty Long, Davis Gillespie, the dog, Landon Payne, going to be in the studio with us Thursday. Travis Creel on the show Wednesday. Man.
Hall of Famers at the Pete on Friday.
Is it baseball season? I don't know.
Are you meaning Hall of Famers? Referring to me on Friday?
Yes. No, Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh,
baseball.
Sorry.
DBAT sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour, and that's a great place for baseball training. Softball training as well, adult sports training of every kind. They're on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages the place. It's state-of-the-art. It's really beautiful, and we thank DBAT for all they do. Hey, don't forget about our podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play it. Dema Kelly And what'd you call me?
Bob Bunny.
Bob Bunny is what Kelly's been calling me all day.
Well, you've been speaking in English, so I don't.
So I couldn't be. I don't think you could be Bob Bunny. I speak English. Yes. We'll probably just let that subject go. What do you guys
think? Hey, I'm all for it, Bob.
What do you guys think about that?
You're the one that gets all lathered up about it.
Yeah, so I missed it. I hate to say. I missed Bad Bunny. But I heard it was fabulous.
You missed Bad Bunny like a cold toilet seat, I'm sure.
By the way, we should at least mention that that was probably the most boring game.
That was it was not a good football game, was it?
I'll tell you what, though, that Seahawks defense they're going to have to rank up there with the 85 Bears, I think.
Not that I'm trying to say I know anything. I don't. But I did think to myself over the weekend that you were going to see the youth of that kid that plays quarterback.
And that's what happened.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Those men on the Seattle defense just overwhelmed him, and he didn't know what to do next. You know.
And if you're a golf fan, the Phoenix Open was just tremendous. Just want to point that out.
That's what you were watching.
Yes, that's what I watched. It was awesome.
But I will say this, now that it's over, and I'm glad it's over, everything, you know, we talked to a former player a couple weeks ago. We had one, I heard one on TV say the same thing about how much more exciting the playoffs are than the Super Bowl. This was a great example of that. This was a fabulous playoff season, but the Super Bowl was a sleeper.
And a local postscript, you know, we talked about how the New Orleans Saints are booked to play in Paris, France in October. And guess who they are going to play? The Cleveland Browns. The Fighting Munkins will be in Paris.
Well, Parisians, is that how you say it?
Parisians.
Parisians have never heard as many cuss words as they'll hear from Todd Munkin.
Well, they'll be in English.
I don't think Coach Munkin knows French.
All right, we talked a lot about baseball coming to you this week. We did a lot of softball coverage last week, and I'm glad, man. Those ladies, Dima, really got off to a good start.
They really did. They run-ruled Southeastern Missouri State. I was there for that game on Friday night, 8-0 in five innings. They just blew them out. Really good performance all around from them on Friday. They played a doubleheader on Saturday, and they beat UAB 14-7.
I
beat,
like that.
They beat Lipscomb 5-4. And then on Sunday, they suffered their only loss of the weekend to Louisiana Tech, which went into extra innings. And Louisiana Tech took the lead when Southern Miss did not defend the play correctly. They thought it was a forced play at home, basically, and it wasn't. And that's how Louisiana Tech took the lead. But then they added some more runs. 8-3 loss there. But then they came back and beat Southeastern Missouri State right after that game to finish the weekend 5-1 on the tournament. And like 4-1, excuse me. But like we said, easier scheduling amounts to confidence.
Correct.
And to beat Southeastern Missouri State twice and Lipscomb may not sound that great, but for those girls and that young team to win four games over the weekend, you have to feel really good about yourself. And probably the best team in the tournament, Louisiana Tech, you took them to extra innings, right? That game could have gone either way. Louisiana Tech just hit a couple of hits and got through some gaps. They play that game 10 times. Southern Miss probably wins 5 of them. You know, so.
And anytime you beat UAB, it's a good day.
Yeah, 14-7, like we said. So
good for the ladies.
And they'll be back in action this weekend. They have an away tournament. Excuse me. They actually play tomorrow night against Mississippi State in Starkville, but then they'll be in the spring games in Florida, and we'll cover that later this week. But, great for the softball. Really good.
When I was talking to Coach Poole last week, she said if she had to pick one area of the team that she's much more comfortable with right now, she said, we are swinging the fire out of the bats. And that was put on display this weekend.
That's good for them.
For sure.
Now, Kelly, I'm going to say this, the Saturday men's basketball win may have been the best win of the year.
Well, it certainly was big. Now, it didn't help them in conference play as I put on my new Peepers reading glasses.
Stop the presses for just a moment. As those of you that listen to the show know, we have been really kind of harassing Kelly about his pink feminine sunglasses,
reading glasses
that he wears. He's got three or four pairs of women's reading glasses. MCS Home Center hand-delivered this man a pair of male reading glasses.
Just a few minutes ago.
Not just any reading glasses,
the
Bob. These are Peepers.
Look at him.
Peepers brand.
He almost looks like a guy.
P-E-E-P-E-R-S. Peepers reading glasses.
Be careful.
These are the finest in the market. All right? They're on sale right now at MCS Home Center, by the way. Now, I know they're $28 a pair, and you're going, whoa, wait a minute. But these are like real, genuine reading glasses, not like the face China plastic that you get at the, like at the dollar stores.
I didn't notice you giving that man $28 when he brought the glasses, though.
Well, I do the...
Did you forget?
No, the Venmo and all that.
I handle. I see. Whose card have you found?
did Oz sponsor that?
No.
The Dugout Club?
No, they wanted me to try them to see how great they are.
How are they, Kelly?
They're fantastic. I mean, I can actually read this sheet of paper now.
Well, it can read it better than those feminine glasses.
Where did it say on those glasses that they were feminine? That's what you guys are.
Could you maybe use those new peepers, read the lyrics to the halftime show, and tell me what the hell he said?
They are so good. In fact, it translates Spanish.
Oh, I see.
Into English.
That's through AI.
Yeah. Oh, I see. These are special glasses, aren't they?
And the best thing about these glasses is I can see other houses along my
street.
Can you
see fencing at Reed Green Coliseum?
Have you seen any fencing?
No.
They're not that good.
They're not that good. Maybe another 3 or 4 years, we'll see some fencing at Reed Green
Kelly's
College.
Kelly's going to bring some.
That's the generation 2.0.
Kelly may bring some fencing from MCS Home Center to the remote Friday.
Do we have any listeners left?
We may fence the table.
Do we have any listeners left?
For Jeremy to come in, he's got to take one and put it.
I want to talk about the basketball game Saturday. It was a big win. Are you guys done?
I'm sorry. That was a good joke. Sometimes I have to toot my own horn.
Okay. Man. And you guys didn't even comment on my performance yesterday at the halftime show. I was part of the grass. You didn't see me in my costume there.
I didn't.
Okay.
There wasn't a bush that was that big.
That's when he was coming through the wall with the sugar cane. Never mind.
The whole field. That was me.
It was just field of dreams.
It was a fiasco.
This basketball game against Kent State Saturday.
Yeah, basketball.
You heard about it. It was in all the papers.
Good grief. It's not the Hattiesburg American, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't the Hattiesburg.
These teams were statistically so close. Sometimes when games are a one-point game, like it was, the statistics don't necessarily bear it out. But, man, this one, both teams had three guys in double figures, all right? Whaley, Gillespie, and Medley for Kent State each had 15, all right? Weeks had 15. For Southern Miss, Tavares back in the lineup, and importantly so.
Yeah. Off the bench.
Yeah, 16 points. Binet, 17 points. All right, that's how equal it was. Turnovers. Kent State, 10. Southern Miss, 8. Eagles are doing a good job of not turning over the basketball. Field goal percentage, 41% for Kent State, 37% for Southern Miss. Second half, three-point shooting. Southern Miss, 27.8. Kent State, 25%. Here's how Kent State lost the game, really, when you think about it. Their free throw percent, they were only 8 for 18 at the free throw line. Southern Miss was 19 for 24.
The Eagles have been good from the free
throw
line.
They have. You're absolutely right, Bob. They are really shooting the ball well from the free throw line, and that was the difference in the ball game. Every other statistic was so unbelievably close, and I'm just so proud for the Eagles because there have been other games this year where Southern Miss has been in position to win and just couldn't get it done.
Not to mention the two high-pressure free throws made right at the end of
by
the
game. Yes. Yeah. And like you just nailed the nail on the head right there, Kelly. So many of the last few games for them come down to the final few minutes, and they just can't seem to win the game.
Right.
And guess who won the game for them? Isaac Tavares, right? And that's just really encouraging for them knowing down the stretch. Now, it's not a conference game, so you kind of wish it was against South Alabama or Troy or something like that, but they can replicate that to a conference game.
And the flashes are decent now.
Right, they're 17-7. Yeah. Right. So now we must talk about the women as well. They were also playing in the MAC Sunbelt Challenge. They lost to Toledo on the road 76-67, which that would be the Eagles' second loss in a row. But that's their sixth loss in seven games. So they've lost six out of the last seven. Their only win being that overtime win on the road at Old Dominion. And it's just not a good outlook for the women's program.
No, but they're getting injured. They're getting banged up, too. And that's starting to hurt. You know,
they only have one home game left or two home games left, which is this week against UL Monroe and Texas State before they end the season on a four-game road swing before the tournament.
And you talked about one of those games being Saturday. Later on the Eagle Hour, we're going to talk about all the things that are going on Saturday.
They're labeling it Big Saturday or whatever they said.
Hey, Forest Health reminds you, it's fun to keep up with your favorite team this time of the year, and there are a bunch of them playing. But don't forget about the most important player, you. Get your annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you. Expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues in just a minute.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
You know, Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, you can see them all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Kelly, I'm going to be down around the Pete all weekend. I didn't think you knew that. I was going to tell you in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I've told all the burglars in town what your address is.
Thanks a lot.
They know you won't be
like
around.
Like you did when I was on vacation. I did appreciate that. Mobe Beignet Company would be a great place to stop over the weekend, wouldn't it?
And let me tell you something. The parade Saturday, mm-hmm. it was huge. Great weather, perfect mm-hmm. for the Kairos parade. Mm-hmm. And this coming weekend will be no different. Mm-hmm. They've got the Mardi Gras flavors going on through next week, because next week, of course, is Fat Tuesday, mm-hmm. which is my patron saint. And then Ash Wednesday, of course, begins
good
Lent.
Deal. I agree. Hey, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, or if you're Kelly, they'll hand deliver a reading glasses to you. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, is available at MCS Home Center Bellevue. Look at him, Damon. He's proud of them glasses from MCS. Look at him.
See, they're not just any glasses,
oh,
Bob.
Oh, you got a case, too. And peepers.
The peepers, yes.
I tried to touch his case, and he said, hands off, and sort of spraying it with
that.
Clorox.
He grabbed the case out of your hand. He was so proud of them.
That's right.
And, Hank, if you're listening, thank you for sending him men's glasses. Thank you very much.
I don't know where you guys get all that stuff.
Well, the news and notes.
Yeah, Saturday. Man, do we have a busy day in Southern Miss Athletics. They're calling it Big Saturday or Super Saturday, whatever they want to call it. I'm calling it Migraine Saturday for me, having to cover all this. But Saturday, Kelly, 12 p.m., baseball, 4:30 p.m., women's basketball, 7:30 p.m., men's basketball. So really busy day for Southern Miss. But, I wanted to mention this. The mid-major rankings came out. And this is basically the top 25 that 11-point college baseball likes to rank the mid-majors as far as, you know, in baseball. So, and for whoever's familiar with this knows who this is. Number one, Coastal Carolina. No surprise there. They're getting all the preseason love. Number two, UC Santa Barbara.
The Gauchos.
The Gauchos, number two. Southern Miss comes in at number four. So, according to this ranking, a top four matchup, in the Pete in Hattiesburg this weekend between the Gauchos and the Golden Eagles. And
season tickets.
Just can it get here any closer? I mean,
ticket sales are sold out, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Where will the Gauchos be after we gut cut them this weekend, Kelly?
Well, they probably won't have enough players left, Bob.
Yeah, you're probably right. Be like a filleted fish by the time they head back to California.
Hey, isn't a Gaucho like a cowboy or
something? It is. A Gaucho.
Yeah. It's a Mexican cowboy. If you would have tuned into the Bad Bunny halftime show,
I would have seen a couple. Dancing.
I was just waiting for somebody to make a joke, and I just wasn't going to do it.
Yeah. Hey, and when Coach Oz was on earlier today, he talked about Coach Makavica and the strength department, and we've talked about how big those guys have gotten. And we joke, too, about my eight-cylinder frame that I have. But when you learn about all that weight training and strength and agility and all that kind of stuff, there is a fine line between guys getting too big, because people go, well, why don't you just keep getting bigger? You know, man, you look great. But sometimes then you lose that flexibility. You know, you get so big that you become tight, and that's where sometimes the Achilles heels get to be a problem. Even bicep muscles, labrum, all that kind of stuff that comes into play, hamstrings, you get too big, you lose that flexibility, and there's that fine line. And I think that's something that Makovec has done a really good job at too, is knowing where that fine line is between size, strength, and flexibility.
It helps prevent injuries if it's done right.
That's what, lots of times when you see, particularly football, which is the sport usually that statistically has the most injuries, it lots of times comes down to strength and conditioning. The better shape a body is in, the more it's able to withstand anything that it's not used to standing. It's only when you're out of shape. Because how many times have you seen guys that want to relive their glory days? They start playing slow pitch softball after playing college baseball for 5 or 6 years. The mind thinks they can do it, and they run down to first base the first time and pull a hamstring.
Yeah. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to mention in news and notes, the Field of 68, which is a basketball YouTube page, kind of a it's well respected. It came out with the Sun Belt job rankings as far as you know, anonymous with coaches and asked them to rank every job in the league. Would you like to guess where Southern Miss ranks in the Sun Belt?
No, which sport are we talking about?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Men's basketball. So this isn't grading Ladner. I want to make sure that's clear.
Understood.
This is, if you were a head coach, would you want to be hired?
How appealing the job would
yes.
be.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of 14 teams, where does Southern Miss rank, Kelly?
Well, just based on what you hear from, I'd say 12th.
Bob, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say 13, right above Monroe.
That is correct.
Yep.
Where's your
second
dinger, Bob?
To last in the league, which is, I think.
Wait.
There we go.
There we go.
Second to last in the league, which I think is another testament and another piece of evidence showing facility upgrade needed, you know, maybe.
Correct.
Because, I mean, Southern Miss basketball has such a rich, rich history. You think it'd be higher, but, you know, yeah, it's just sometimes it's sad to think
and
about.
Then you get into that argument as to whatever sport, who else are you going to get?
Yeah.
Right? Under the circumstances that they're handicapped with to a degree. It's tough. Right.
Well, we do want to congratulate the guys on a really nice win Saturday. And hopefully that momentum will carry them right into Pensacola.
Welcome back, Isaac Tavares. Well needed.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. All right, lots planned for this week. We hope you'll tune in every day at 1 o'clock. We're sure looking forward to it, and we hope you'll join us.
Yeah, I'm just reading over the schedule in my new Peepers reading glasses.
Thank you, Hot. Hank, we're not going to live this down for a while. He's going to brag about this for weeks to come. He looks debonair in it.
P-E-E-P-E-R-S.
Peepers. He's so proud of his glasses.
I am indeed.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.